Pittsburgh Public Schools hasn't raised property taxes in 5 years, and it last closed school buildings in 2012. But 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports a tax hike proposal and a conflict with Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto are raising concerns about the district's long-term financial health.
The city school district's finances are healthy enough, at least for now. But the administration has proposed raising property taxes. District Chief Financial Officer Ron Joseph says expenses like retirement costs are growing faster than revenue, and he's projecting a $28 million deficit next year. He says if something doesn't change drastically, the district won't be able to pay all of its bills by 2022. He says the district can't tax its way out of its financial situation. No administrator has proposed closing schools, but the district is at about 58% capacity thanks to years of dropping enrollment. Joseph told the board that officials are trying to make better use of the buildings they have.
We know that we have some schools that are underutilized, and we have some schools that are bursting at the seams in terms of their enrollment versus their building capacity. So that's something that we intend to look at in the upcoming year.
Superintendent Anthony Hamlet says every budget option is on the table. When asked by WESA's The Confluence last week if schools should close, here's how he responded.
I would say anything's possible, but one of the things you want to make sure that whatever happens moving forward, we will increase our opportunities for our students, our educational programming will get better as a result.
Outgoing board president Linda Wren says she prefers that cuts take place outside of the classroom and potentially in administrative offices. But she says there are hard decisions ahead.
I want to see kids have programs that have music and arts and after school activities. I mean, I want all that. I want counselors. I want great teachers. But unfortunately, we can't have everything we want.
The other 8 current school board members either declined or didn't respond to a request for comment this week. When the board convenes next month, it will have 3 new members who campaigned against school closings. During her campaign, for example, Pam Harbin said that closing a school is a form of, quote, violence. Angel Gober, an education advocate with the activist group 1PA, says closing a school is not an option.
Communities need their schools, just like communities need affordable housing and access to jobs. Like, it's just part of a circle of life that, you know, should not be questioned when funds start getting low. Because here's the thing, like, even some of the schools that are low enrolled, we've been fighting for smaller class sizes for years.
She and others say the board should consider other options, like lobbying the state for more money or siphoning off future tax revenue from the city of Pittsburgh. Both the city and school district charge an earned income tax on city residents. But 15 years ago, when the city was on the verge of financial collapse, state legislators took some of the school district's revenue and began diverting it to the city. Now that the city's finances are healthier, district leaders say they may seek to end that diversion. That idea didn't please Mayor Bill Peduto. When asked about it, he said the city had to undergo state financial oversight to get the wage tax revenue. And if the district wants it back, it should go through a similar process.
And there are several questions over how the schools have been spending money these past several years. And there hasn't been much oversight on it.
Peduto's remarks drew criticism from Gober and other advocates, who said he should, quote, stay in his lane. City Controller Michael Lamb's office monitors district finances. Lamb says while Peduto's remarks weren't helpful, the district should be thinking about its long-term financial outlook.
You look at a district that continues to lose enrollment and continues to have a lot of buildings, they've got to make some hard decisions.
Members of the public can weigh in on the board's budget during the next public hearing, December 2nd, at the Administrative Building in Oakland. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.